For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says the fact that a former aide bragged about recording her firing in the Situation Room proves the lack of character of a disgruntled former employee. Amorosa Manigault Newman went on Meet the Press to promote her new book. The White House said the upcoming book is riddled with lies.
She's a low liar.
The counselor to the president suggested sales are motivating her claims.
I have never a single time heard him use a racial slur. I also never heard Amorosa complain that he had done that.
To boost her credibility, she said she recorded her dismissal by Chief of Staff John Kelly last December.
If we make this a friendly departure, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Many people turned out for demonstrations and prayers in Charlottesville, Virginia. WINA's Anna Saunders.
Reverend Al Sharpton preached the sermon today in front of a packed house at Mount Zion First African Baptist Church in Charlottesville.
The sickness of racism and sexism and xenophobia must be crystallized today.
Sharpton also specifically called out President Trump as someone who isn't the creator of racism, but has, quote, emboldened it. Anna Saunders, Charlottesville.
President Trump's legal team is again calling for an end to the probe of Russia's election meddling. As the president was tweeting claims of FBI conspiracies against him during the 2016 election campaign, his legal advisor was calling for an end to the probe.
It can get done by early September.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on CNN's State of the Union.
They have all the information they need to write a report.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The investigation continues into the bizarre case of a Seattle man who stole an airplane to commit suicide. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
On behalf of the family, we are stunned and heartbroken.
A family friend of the man who stole a plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport Friday night, flew it around for over an hour, and then crashed it on a small island in Pierce County, speaking about what a good person 28-year-old Richard Russell was.
It is impossible to encompass who he was in a press release. He was a faithful husband, a loving son.
The FBI is trying to determine what motivated him to take the plane, while other agencies are looking into the implications for national security. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New questions are being raised about the consequences of being hurried through your doctor visits. John Clemens has the story.
The average patient doctor visit is under 16 minutes, while some new physicians are encouraged to keep it at 8 minutes. Dr. Alex Lickerman of Chicago-based Imagine MD tells us this can lead to dangerous consequences.
We found that less than 20% of doctors adequately inquire about mental health. One of the things that I find in my direct primary care practice is that there is an epidemic of stress, anxiety, and depression that is just not being addressed by anybody.
Besides the dangers to the patient, this also leads to a 50% burnout of doctors who want to quit medicine. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.